Proclamation number 4483 of 10th of November, 1948. Prayer in spirit and in truth prerequisite for the working of the spirit. You can only hear the voice of the spirit within you after you open your heart through heartfelt prayer. And this prayer must be directed towards me in spirit and in truth. Otherwise I will close my ear and you will wait in vain for divine enlightenment. This is a law which is to be fulfilled, but which was not always fulfilled where the enlightenment of the Spirit was necessary in order to be instructed in the pure truth. Anyone who is responsible as a teacher and leader for the souls of those he instructs must first stand in truth himself and make the transmission of truth possible through intimate contact with me. He must know that I am truth the one, that therefore truth cannot be received without me and that the connection with me must be established first, otherwise the connection with truth cannot be achieved either. But the connection with me depends on the human being's free will, and therefore he must turn to me of his own accord, which happens through heartfelt prayer, through prayer in spirit and in truth. Anyone who prays like this will also hear my voice, his thoughts will be guided such that they will move in truth, even though my word is not audibly heard by him due to his lack of maturity of soul. For this presupposes a certain degree of maturity which is not reached by all people who ask for the truth. And therefore people who proceed intellectually can also live in truth if they have first established the most intimate connection with me. However, the way of life must also correspond to my will. They must live a life of love, otherwise my working on them through the Spirit is impossible. For Roman 1, love and truth are one. Again and again this is to be explained to you humans, that you recognize people's spirit by their fruits and thus can never grant right thinking to someone who does not live according to my will, and thus you will always have a standard if you want to test a person's statements for their credibility. Anyone who lives in love, who acknowledges me and seeks the truth, will also live in truth and his thinking will be right. For I will enlighten his spirit so that the truth will spread through him. Amen.